We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you. The place for your name.
Merhaba heroic viewers, Merhaba means greetings in Turkish, a language spoken by around 70 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the African Development Bank pledges $500 million to Tunisia. In health news, household tobacco surveys will be conducted in United Arab Emirates and Qatar. In space news, a Russian scientist states that meetings with extraterrestrials will take place within 20 years. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 24th, esteemed American pacifist, social activist, and vegetarian, Mr. Eamon Hennessy was born in Negley, Ohio in 1893. Dedicated to peace and respect for life, Mr. Hennessy courageously advocated for them. He also organized for workers' rights and traveled the United States and Canada promoting nonviolence and love. Further showing his concern for others, he established the Joe Hill House of Hospitality in Utah for those without homes, which operated from 1961 to 1968. May compassionate individuals such as Mr. Eamon Hennessy continue to cherish all of God's creation.
Fly-in news. Nearly 24 perished as heat waves burn more than half of U.S. states. With a death toll that had reached 22 the previous week, as record temperatures descended over the Midwest, two more people perished in the East Coast region as the National Weather Service on Friday, July 22, extended heat alerts, advisories, and warnings across 29 states, as well as the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Also on Friday, temperature records were broken as Newark, New Jersey registered 108 degrees Fahrenheit or 42 degrees Celsius, a temperature never before seen in the city's history, while Central Park in New York City reached 38.9 degrees Celsius, a more than 50-year high. Further north in Canada, extreme heat alerts remained in effect on Friday, a day after 12 cities and towns had all exceeded previous single-day heat records.
As increased use of air conditioning left power grids strained, emergency alerts were declared in regions across the Midwest, while power companies in the East imposed voltage reductions or brownouts as they attempted to avoid power losses for entire communities. The nation's Southwest also continues to endure unprecedented heat, with places like Amarillo, Texas, in its 29th consecutive day of temperatures above 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37.8 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, emergency response officials, police, and others have been working to ensure the health of the homeless and other vulnerable populations like the elderly by distributing water and opening cooling centers as the National Weather Service warns of continued high temperatures into next week.
With sorrow for the lives lost, we are thankful for the officials, organizations, and individuals endeavoring to secure the health of those in the affected regions. May comfort and stability soon be restored to humans and animals alike as we focus our caring efforts on lives of greater harmony with nature.
Wildfires in Canada and Russia prompt evacuations. As of Friday, July 22nd, over 500,000 hectares of northern Ontario forests had been consumed in Canada, with more than 100 fires that continued to burn, some that were endangering the isolated Indigenous First Nations communities. Over 3,600 people have been evacuated, many of whom were airlifted to safety, while 2,000 firefighters have been working from both the ground and the air to contain the flames.
On Friday, 11 additional fires ignited, with 15 to 20 new blazes expected daily over the next 2 weeks. In addition to creating health problems, the black smoke is limiting aircraft visibility, with travel restrictions applied in some northern areas. Meanwhile, fires have continued in eastern Russia, where as of Wednesday, nearly 1,500 firefighters and rescuers worked to extinguish 21 blazes in the Sakha Republic. As one fire burned just 11 kilometers from Kachikatsi village, some 160 children had to be evacuated from a summer camp sponsored by the Children of Asia Foundation. while another major fire was approaching within 60 kilometers of the Republic's capital, Yakutsk. Officials stated that recent temperatures of over 40 degrees Celsius were making it more difficult to contain the flames. Our thankfulness, Canadian and Russian firefighters and rescuers, for your courageous endeavors to ensure people's safety. May such dangerous conditions that affect humans and animals alike soon be alleviated as humanity's kinder lifestyles help restore the balance of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely disgusting.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Slide about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods! Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. emit crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or endure such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. My cry for help, is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here, nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 549.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out as people continue pressing for improved living conditions and human rights for themselves and fellow country persons. They gather in squares and march in the streets of nations like Egypt, Colombia, Libya, Syria, and Yemen.
Egypt. Among indications that the current military rulers are attempting to create a central role for themselves in a future government, thousands of protesters arrived in Tahrir Square on Friday, July 22, where they demanded a faster shift to democratic civilian rule. They also continued pressing for the resignation of certain cabinet officials, including Justice Minister Abdel Aziz Al-Jindi, whom protesters say is responsible for delaying trials of officials from the former regime.
Colombia. Over 5,000 indigenous peoples from 9 tribes in the town of Toribio gathered in protest of a plan announced by President Juan Manuel Santos to install more troops in the region, as they demanded that both the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC group, respect international human rights and remove bases and camps from indigenous lands.
Syria. The head of the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, told Agence France-Presse that over 1.2 million citizens throughout Syria marched in protests on Friday, with the death toll rising to at least 11 people. These include 5 killed overnight in Homs when security forces in tanks arrived to stop protests there, and 6 shot later in other areas as many rallies against the government took place despite the extensive crackdown. 2 UN officials on Friday made a joint statement expressing alarm at the possibility of Syrian security forces committing crimes against humanity and urged an independent investigation of the crackdown. Meanwhile, the French and British foreign ministries also spoke out Friday against the army's brutal violence, especially in Homs, saying that the government must instead listen to and protect fellow citizens.
Yemen. Tens of thousands of Yemeni citizens across the country rallied in the streets Friday, protesting shortages of water, fuel, and electricity, as they also renewed calls for the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who is still in a Saudi hospital recovering from injuries sustained in the June 3rd attack on his presidential palace. Meanwhile, in southern Taiz, a young girl and her mother were killed, with a brother left wounded, as government forces clashed with pro-activist tribesmen.
As we mourn the loss of precious life and are saddened by the injured and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in all nations to completely subside, and that people everywhere may decide to live in shared safety, freedom, and peace.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
小孩在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢？行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓的自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢？何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
một thế giới của trẻ mồ côi, một cõi đầy quá phụ, anh ơi bao giờ tàn cơn giông tố. Tôi không bao giờ lớn lên để làm anh hùng chiến sĩ gìn giữ chiến tranh này. 30 năm đã xanh ngàn mộ chi. Ngày tôi mới lớn khôn, cha tôi kể cho nghe nhiều mộng đẹp của người. Ngày tôi mới trưởng thành, người để lại cho tôi một thi hài trơ trọi. Hãy để tôi sống mãi gìn giữ gia sản này, những mộng vàng ấp ủ dưới mồ sâu chưa. Xin để tôi sống sót thừa hưởng gia sản này, xây giấc mơ tan vỡ thành mái ấm ngày mai. Tôi sẽ sống 101 năm, có con trai con gái và cháu chắc, dựng lại thế giới tóc tang với đàn trẻ mồ côi và quá phụ. Anh ơi về đi, dằn cơn thịnh nộ. Anh ơi cùng tôi diềm cơn giông tố. Thank you.
please be here now.
North and South Korea hold rare nuclear talks. On Friday, July 22, special envoys of North and South Korea meeting in Bali, Indonesia, agreed to soon resume six-party dialogue for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Chief South Korean negotiator Wee Soong-lok commented later that talks with his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho were productive. This was the first direct meeting on nuclear discussion between the two nations since the halt of six-party talks in 2008. Our respectful congratulations, negotiators Wee Soong-lok and Ri Yong-ho, on your cordial and fruitful meeting. We pray for your continued progress and that lasting harmony soon prevails across the Korean Peninsula.
Save Our Planet, a meeting hosted in New Zealand, co-chaired with Mexico and South Africa on July 25th and 26th, 2011, brings together international senior climate change negotiators in an effort to develop greenhouse gas monitoring methods for individual countries, which will be presented at the December summit in South Africa.
Save Our Planet. In a study published on July 22, 2011, in the journal Science, Danish scientists report that massive extinctions occurred some 250 million years ago due to a huge release of methane gas from the ocean floor, in a scenario that they say could parallel the path of climate change on Earth today.
Hello, I'm Genty, a joyful vegan gorilla with a tip for the environment. If you ever need to rent a car, try asking for a hybrid or a flex fuel vehicle. It's a way to offset CO2 emissions into the air. In this way, we can help to reduce global warming. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
News, the African Development Bank, or ADB, pledges $500 million to Tunisia. The funds will be used to assist the democratic transition of the country in the areas of employment, social services, finance and governance. The ADB also stated it plans to donate another $500 million by the end of 2011 for projects related to infrastructure, water or the financial sector. our heartfelt appreciation, African Development Bank, for providing much-needed support to Tunisia at this vital time. May the freedom-loving citizens of the nation be blessed with lasting peace and prosperity.
In health news, household tobacco surveys will be conducted in United Arab Emirates and Qatar. As part of the Global Adult Tobacco Survey, the fieldwork will be launched in December 2011. The results are to be announced on May 31st, 2012, on the World No Tobacco Day. The study in United Arab Emirates will include an equal number of male and female residents who are 15 or above from 8,000 families of all income levels. The data will demonstrate people's knowledge and attitudes towards tobacco use and provide grounds for anti-smoking legislative measures. Our earnest thankfulness, United Arab Emirates and Qatar, for this significant endeavor. May all people adopt life-affirming habits for enhanced well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, a symposium in Russia discusses ways to make contact with beings from other planets. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more elevating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vibrant world. In space news, a Russian scientist states that meetings with extraterrestrials will take place within 20 years. During a symposium in St. Petersburg, Russia, on the search for life on planets outside of Earth, Dr. Andrei Finkelstein, director of Practical Astronomy Institute, said, "The creation of life is as irrevocable as the creation of atoms, as there are fundamental laws which are the same for the whole universe. Methods such as sending radio signals from Earth were suggested as means of making contact with the people from other planets. Our thankfulness, Dr. Andrei Finkelstein, for your studies, which highlight the great likelihood of our planetary neighbors. We pray the time is soon coming when Earth becomes a loving place for residents and visitors alike."
Please join us for a joke told in Bulgarian entitled Baseball Game.
Учителят дава на класа да напишат есе на тема една игра на бейсбол. След две минути Пол подава листа си и му разрешава да си тръгне. Есето му гласяло: "Дъждът прекъсна играта."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on From the Holy Text of Tibetan Buddhism, 60 Songs of Milarepa on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks for applause. Enjoy the song. Isuke from Mongolia.
Thank you. Love it. Eric Thompson from Madison, USA.
Spiritual Yesuhei and Eric, thank you for your positive comments. The great Saint Milarepa's songs to uplift humanity continue to resonate in the hearts of truth seekers until today. We pray humanity is moved by the profound messages of enlightened masters. May heaven bless you and the earth-loving people of Mongolia and the United States with inner bliss and kindness.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say hoşçakal, which means goodbye in Turkish.
May you be graced with everlasting peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors, hosted by Los Angeles Mayor and Organization President Antonio Villaraigosa, brings together 50 municipal leaders from across the U.S. with a focus on addressing the economy and helping restore financial stability to fellow citizens' lives.
Following the June 2011 E. coli outbreak in Europe, the Russian government lifts a ban on Hungarian and Italian vegetables and resumes imports of the two countries' produce.
The North Korean government announces plans to appoint a full-time ambassador to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to develop closer cooperative relations with the organization and its 10 member countries.
During a special ceremony at the Presidential Palace in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, President Michel Martelly honors Haitian musician Wyclef Jean with the title of Grand Officer of the National Order of Honor and Merit for his continuous efforts in support of the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.